This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Heading into this holiday weekend, many are preparing, yes, for gifts, but also for time with family, perhaps even around a dinner table. Every family has its own holiday meal traditions. Maybe you've got a turkey to roast or pies to bake. But in New Mexico, it wouldn't be the holidays without tamales. Those bundles of corn masa and meat cooked in chili sauce are in high demand this time of year, and Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on the businesses that keep that tradition alive.
In Albuquerque's Barelas neighborhood, La Mexicana Tortilla has been around forever.
We started in 1932 by my grandparents.
Says that restaurant's owner, Marco Nunez.
And our recipes are the same recipes that my grandma made.
Including for holiday pozole, bizcochitos, and tamales that bring in around 40% of yearly business.
Definitely we're kind of a tradition for a lot of people for, you know, several generations. This is where they get their masa and tamales and hoja and red chili and, you know, all the traditional New Mexican food products and things to make your New Mexican food.
Marco says holiday preparations start 6 months out. Crunch time is now. From the tortilla factory in the back of the restaurant, where a stone mill is cranking out fluffy corn masa.
All our stuff starts off as corn, straight up.
To the office, where Marco's mom, Margie, is fielding last-minute orders.
This is my mom.
Oh my God, can I help you? Do you have prepared masa today?
We sure do, all the time.
To the busy restaurant kitchen. Today, Marco's Aunt Sandy is wrapping up mini tamales with green chili and zucchini.
We've been in this business so long, I grew up in it, I don't know anything different.
But the business is changing, especially in the last 3 years. For one, Marco says staffing up is harder than ever.
We can't find anybody. Doesn't matter how much we pay, doesn't matter what.
On top of being short-staffed, the cost of ingredients is up, and so are menu prices. A dozen tamales is $30 this year, compared to $25 last year. Marco says his customers are sensitive to that.
They understand that, you know, we have to raise our prices. They just, they order less, you know, where somebody would order 5 dozen tamales, they order 2 dozen tamales.
Some others might see those higher prices and turn to their neighborhood tamale lady instead. At her home in Albuquerque's North Valley, Cheryl Ramirez is making her last batch of 1,200 tamales before she quits for the year.
I am spreading my masa on my tamales, and we're doing red chili pork right now.
Cheryl learned to make tamales from her mother. After she became a mom, she developed her own recipe, which is top secret, by the way, and turned that family tradition into a side hustle to pay for holiday presents. Now that her kids are grown,
this is all my mother money now.
Her ingredient costs are up too. But Cheryl's working on a smaller scale than La Mexicana, so she's been able to shop around for deals.
This is my most successful year out of all the years. It's crazy, but I feel like it's because I left my prices at what they are.
Just $20 a dozen. Cheryl's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. This year, her tamale money is going toward a trip to see the Christmas Eve game.
I'm making a buck. Your stomach is satisfied with good homemade food. Traditional New Mexican food, you know what I mean? So I think it's just a win-win situation.
Down the street in Barelas, Marco Nunez and his family aren't having the same luck. La Mexicana is usually a go-to breakfast and lunch spot, but with such short staff, Marco made the hard choice to close the dining room through December and focus on filling holiday orders.
And then we'll reassess in January and decide if we're even going to open the kitchen back up.
After 90 years in this neighborhood, Marco feels a responsibility to keep the restaurant afloat.
You know, there's another generation eating our food, and that's going to be how they remember Christmas. The taste of our tamales is going to be what they remember. That's going to cause that memory for the rest of their life.
He's looking for solutions so that his family business can continue to be part of other families' holiday traditions. In Albuquerque, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.